All right, everybody, welcome to this week's episode of Super Freak. How are we all doing out there? So much movement, so much closure happening in the field and the collective, so much truth coming in. If you have been avoiding certain realities and certain truths, they are very much coming into the collective mind at this point. So it definitely is one of those moments where you kind of have to let go or you'll get dragged. And this particular episode, I'm going to dedicate to a really fantastic question that came in recently. And it was so in depth that I was like, okay, I'm going to just do a whole episode on this because I think we all need to hear it, no matter how long you've been in this work. Some of you have been with me since before Super Freak even started, when I was doing personal branding stuff, and felt the shifts then before I even birthed this whole field and universe, if you will, this process of being able to identify the hidden architecture beneath things, right? Really, what's happening is you're increasing your bandwidth to take in more information, more frequencies of truth. So everyone's coming in at different levels right now. And that has forced me to move at a pace that I haven't been comfortable with in the past. So, you know, normally when I get information, I share it right away, regardless of the level that it's at. But I'm making a very intentional and not even out of, it's kind of out of my hands. I can't actually move any faster now. I have to metabolize all of the information that's coming in now. And I'm being asked again to move at a pace and soften within that integration period, despite my mind wanting to fight it. So if you're feeling this way, you are not alone. I am with you 100%. So the question that came in was focused on vibration, detox, and why integration takes time. So here we go. This may sound stupid, but what is vibrational information exactly? What is happening with detox? How does it feel in the body? How can we shorten the time of this whole detox process? Thank you so much for the work that you do. I'm truly having revelations. Sandy M. You are absolutely most welcome. Thank you very much for this fantastic question. Not stupid at all. You know, I went through some of these different themes early on in the podcast, but that is just such old news at this point because things are changing and evolving so quickly that it's really good to be able to revisit some of this stuff. So those of you who've been listening to the podcast and again, been in this work for a while, just test your knowledge and see how it feels in your body. So the first thing I'm going to answer is the question of what vibration is, okay? Vibration is simply a rate of energy movement, okay? A high vibration is not a mood, okay? It's the rate at which truth can move through you without resistance. So at its most literal level, vibration means oscillation speed, how fast particles and waves or any information moves through a system. This would be closer to like the physics definition. In the body, it's not metaphor by any means. Every cell, atom, photon oscillates. We are all oscillating at our own individuated rates, meaning we're just vibrating at a different bandwidth of being able to handle information. Some people are literally still operating off of a very, very, very old version of intelligence. In the hub, I talked about how a generation will log into a reality and their consciousness will get kind of stuck there. So if they don't know how to evolve and adapt and become more dynamic, then they're not going to be able to sustain form. This is just what happens with evolution. That's why we have a lot of people dropping bodies right now, because the oscillation has gotten so slow, it's almost like fossilized them. And so they get really, really hard and the frequencies get really brittle. So think about the older generation. Some people just really age, right? And other people who have more time, like physical linear time here, seem to have this amazing vibrancy to them. So this would be an example of an adaptive, dynamic, evolutionary intelligence keeping up, right? Keeping the body online and processing emotion, which I'm going to talk about in a minute. So again, a higher vibration simply means energy, emotion, or information is moving through your system more freely and rapidly with less resistance or distortion. So even your tissues, like again, your thoughts and emotions all carry measurable frequency patterns. It's electrical, it's chemical, it's photonic. This is just hard science, right? Not even metaphysical woo. It's just fact. So I would say in quantum psychosomatic terms, vibration is your energy flow rate, okay? Frequency is the pattern of that flow. And then I'm going to introduce something else, which I've talked about before. Amplitude, okay, I've talked about amplitude and torque, or maybe torque I've talked about. And trajectory I've talked about a lot, and velocity, but amplitude is the intensity. So a higher vibration doesn't mean better or morally superior, or I'm just way more positive than you. It doesn't mean anything like that. It means a state of lower resistance where information can organize faster. I want all of that to land into your nervous systems, because you'll notice that people who, let's say, seem to move through things quicker just are able to let go a bit faster. They're okay with it. If you are fearful, controlling, okay, or run into it, or have a tremendous doubt default reflexive setting, it's a little bit stickier. Okay, because we likely had childhoods where, and part of our hard code is abandonment and learning how to have ourselves totally, like truly meet ourselves for the first time and come online in that way where we know that no matter where we are in the world and what we do and where we go, we're going to be fine, right? We can regulate around having peace in our nervous systems. Those who are fearful, again, easily controlled or controlling, usually run lack and doubt patterns because we have this wild, and I will speak for myself, abandonment, right? So if you're moving through any kind of hypervigilant, abandonment, some type of A-type performance, there's going to be stickier core patterning that you came in here to override. And you're going to get challenged with how much you can actually surrender into that part of the body that just wants to try to integrate all of the work that you've done. So as a sidebar, some of you have been doing this work extremely intensely, okay, for a year or longer, okay? And in your mind, you're not getting the results that this is may or may not be true, but you may or may not be getting the results at the pace or speed that you would like to be getting them. But what you're not doing is looking at the version of who you are now and then, let's say, comparing it to who you were when you started and how quickly and how much things have changed. You may not see the change, but things around you are changing. The field is reorganizing, and it's really hard to see yourself clearly if you're in the same environment that you are in when you started the work. That's why I talk about screen changes and switching things up and getting into new environments. It's really, really important. I talked a bit about grid lines before. I'm going to do an entirely separate podcast on it because talking about amplitude and frequency and vibration, grid lines are extremely complementary to us. Okay? If you think about it, anything that's nature bound is a zero point frequency. We're zero point technology. When we sync up with these energy fields, they're going to help amplify the amplitude, okay, and pull things up and out of us. Eventually, we will not need to be in a grid line to have those levels of activations or amplification. We can just be wherever we want to be, and we can flow and be cool, and it's all good. So it's different than learning how to thrive in any environment. It's a little bit different. That's more survival based. The other one is so signaled that the field just operates around you. That's when nature is like really happy to have you there because it's like, oh, thank God, I'm getting some help. So on a very human level, raising your vibration looks like processing rather than suppressing emotion. Speaking truth instead of managing perception of others, for example. Choosing, you know, what feels true for you over approval. It's allowing pleasure, rest, and creativity, all of which increase energy flow. Okay? So you're not escaping or bypassing through strategy. You're metabolizing it faster. That's why, quote unquote, high vibrational people aren't always cheerful. Okay? They're not always a good time to be around. There's simply less delayed between experience and integration. So if you feel like you're supposed to be on a 10, like, fuck yeah, I am living my life. I am in flow right now. Dopamine is on fire. Hell yeah. Like that, baby. That's partly true. I really love that for you if that's your experience all the time. But my baseline was so fucking low when I got in here, when I took a body in here personally, that my joy states are not like that. I will say I oscillate between content and feeling energized, and then oscillate into, if I'm in deep clearings, like the phase I'm in now, not all the way stoked. Not all the way stoked. But that's okay, because we're in it together. So here we go. What does it feel like in the body? Second part of this question, or I'll say one of three, or part 1.2. So what does it feel like in the body? So when your vibration rises, your frequency bandwidth has increased. Okay, this is just a shift in your perception and your ability to bring in more information. Okay. Conduction improves. What do I mean by conduction? Conduction is the body's capacity to transmit energy, emotion, and information through form without distortion or collapse. That's conduction. And all of these things work together for refinement and precision. This is truly what the core of this work is this efficiency process of being able to be introduced to frequencies and vibrations that are much higher than yours, get that information and run it through the circuitry of the body. The nervous system is a conduction system, right? You run it through the body, you pull that conduction through you, and your nervous system can handle it. And it expands and contracts. Just like the universe, we start running conduction synced up exactly with universal intelligence. And so you are expanding and contracting constantly, right? That is your conduction rate. So signs, I would say, well, let me say this first. When your frequency bandwidth again has increased, the conduction improves. Detox is when there's a misalignment between the information, or I'll say that there's a slight lag or integration needed of the information that you're taking in. So the frequency, the conduction, okay, and then the metabolization, all speaking the same language. So it's, again, that adaptability and becoming incredibly dynamic. So you're a Ferrari or you're an F1 driver on a track and it's raining. How skilled are you at handling those conditions, right? You've got the speed, you've got crazy levels of conduction going on, all of that happening at the same time. That would be an example of where you would want to have all of those things. You have to be able to get information right away, adapt to your environment, have a lot of power to get through obstacle, right? And get around turns, maintaining the speed. So signs of a higher vibration, right, would look like your breath is deeper and your nervous system recovers quickly after activations or more expansions. You move through emotions faster instead of looping, and your perception widens. So your sense of nuance, empathy, synchronicities like are almost immediate. Some of you will feel lighter in your body, have kind of these euphoric waves. Some of you will feel sleepy and completely fall asleep in sessions. All of that's totally normal. Your highest self is basically kicking your mind out of the way so the body can do the work. And then eventually, everyone starts speaking the same language, frequency, form, and field. So again, it's not about euphoria or positivity. It's about clarity and coherence. Less static in the body. So detox happens when there's still static in the field and integration and information is trying to be metabolized. And if you're still sacrificing yourself or abandoning yourself and you're doing all of this work and it's getting harder and harder and harder, that is an indicator that you're running out of room. You're running out of runway, okay? Your body is refusing to hold the shit anymore. Your mind is looping and burning out, right? Your mind is literally like circuit. It's like having an old iPhone with an old operating system. Eventually that phone is just gonna stop working. The system is gonna update, okay? This is what we're doing here. You guys are gonna get updated regardless. If I've never had a session with you and you listen to this podcast, you're gonna change despite yourself. And you are going to see in the coming years that quantum computation is proving how physics and quantum mechanics and what we've been talking about for a while is not just theory, but a rule set of how this reality actually operates based on an ontological system, not a hyper-reductionalist material-based reality. That's just one layer of it, okay? And so that's the exciting part for me, at least, because it will validate all of the hard work that you guys are doing and then some. So back to conduction. It's essentially what determines how efficiently you can metabolize the frequencies that you're bringing in. Okay. Whether that's love, trauma, truth, or transformation, whatever it is. Good conduction, right? Clean conduction is fluid. It's clear. And it's like cohered, signaled, right? Poor conduction is resistant, stagnant, and congested. That's the best way to think about how your experience with detox is those two things. So go back and listen to that, write that shit down. And on a scale from 1 to 10, how good is my conduction today? How poor is my conduction today? Where am I in resistance and stagnation? Where do I feel fluid and clear? And you'd be surprised how much you can expand your experience of time, in quotes, when you're present to just those two questions. So if I was going to formulate this and put it into a formula, which I'm going to be doing a lot of in the advanced membership that's coming out soon, all about patterns. It's Pattern Academy every month on steroids with you know, dual recursion, you know, bilateral ways to look at things, ways to change your relationship with quote unquote time, hyperconductivity, etc. So a lot of that stuff is still coming in for me. It's part of the reason why I'm going to Egypt. There's information for me there. And eventually I will not have to go to these places, which I'm really looking kind of forward to, because I kind of just want to park somewhere and stay. So with that said, this is where my frustration is today. Welcome to my resistance. Okay. So the formula for this would be conduction equals charge divided by resistance. Not that you guys would care, but I find that shit fascinating because everything operates off of equations, sequenced information that creates geometrical structure. And the more you start to get advanced at understanding all that stuff, which again is just like, how quickly can I move through resistance? You know, am I in stagnation or am I fluidity today? If you just ask yourself those questions with one pattern, you're going to be light years ahead in 12 months. But there's, at least for me, there's sequences and stuff that I need to be aware of, because this is consciousness architecture we are talking about here. So, okay. So the third part of that is what, or 1.3 of the question is, what is detox actually? So detox is your body catching up to the level of energy or awareness that you've just been introduced to. So when you're introduced to, and this isn't a you know, mystical punishment or like bad juju leaving or anything like that. It's your system trying to reorganize itself after an upgrade in frequency, emotion, or information. So for me, when I get a reframe or when I get more information, that is extremely elevating. Like I feel that, my hair stands up on my top of my head. Like that's how it feels. I feel very electric. And then I kind of, well, I used to kind of crash after and be really, really tired and sleep a lot. Now I stay there and I get as much information as I can and I pulse and see how much I can hold. And that's been my process of integrating. How much information can I take in without collapsing? And for those who are interested in learning this process, this is exactly kind of the school that you're in. That is what the sovereign system is all about. When you are ready to architect your own system, that is there for you. This offer is there for you. I will be there for you. I got you guys as far and as wide as you want to go. So don't worry about that. But I say all of that because the basics of resistance versus flow, clarity versus static are the same. That just happens at different levels, and the capacity and the ability to be able to pull it through you, and then you've got the container to be able to hold it. So when we do, you know, deep inner work and move through trauma, shift belief systems, or even like travel to a high energy environment, you change your energy. Like your voltage completely changes. So your body then has to metabolize that change through tissues, through nervous system, through emotion, through fascia, through cellular memory, all of it. It's a metabolic process. So the crying, the shaking, the fatigue, the fog, you know, the emotional swings, the sweating, the, you know, all of a sudden you just feel like you're aging. All of that stuff is detox. Okay, that's all the pattern information pushing out of the body. So it's the moment your system says, I just met more truth than I can hold comfortably, and I need to reorganize to match it. Can you fucking chill for a second, Pookie? If you can do that, we're gonna get through this together. So believe me when I say your body wants to work with you. You wanna work with your body. You guys wanna be besties. But I know that it gets challenging because the mind is doing what it thinks it's supposed to do, which is keep you safe, which is entirely predicated on very old data, very old information. So the superpower here is to become extremely observant. And I talked about it, I believe, on a podcast or two about holding paradox and understanding what that is. It's holding contradiction through the observer. And I talk about the observer in the book. So if you haven't grabbed that, check that out. And we will move on to the, I think it's 1.4 of the question. Do I feel complete with that last part? Sure. Okay, so why does it take time? So there's multiple levels of, let's say, knowledge of why things take time here that's available. The simplest way, I'll say it now, is because your body doesn't change instantly, right? Your mind integrates through insight, right? Through reflection, but your nervous system integrates through repetition. So each wave, which is a pulse, it's a wave of detox, is your body learning to hold more charge without that collapse, without falling into one side of the emotion or re-engaging the pattern that you worked so hard to clear out. So it's like training a muscle to carry more weight. So when people say integration takes time, it's not about waiting around. It's about letting your system run enough regulation cycles, okay, those waves of tension and release, to make the new frequency feel safe. So I'm going to talk about something that's a little bit more of an advanced idea. The difference between oscillation times or oscillation cycles and time itself. So the misnomer here is that things take so much time. But when you're moving through and you're spiraling through memory, which is what we're doing here, okay, you are quite literally oscillating in cycles through pulses and expansion. So yes, time is linear. It's part of how this reality works in the third, right? It's governed by the fourth with a body of consciousness that very few people tap into, that everyone's moving towards, that does not have the level of paradox that we are all running right now, which is the fifth. So because we have linear time and our form is synced up with linear time, okay? Time measures duration, how long something takes, okay? Clocks, minutes, days, weeks. But your nervous system doesn't heal or integrate on a clock, okay? It doesn't care about 3 days or 6 months or 3 years, okay? It organizes through oscillation, the rhythmic movement between activation and rest, tension and release, expansion and contraction like the universe. So each oscillation cycle completes a loop of regulation. So this is kind of a split in lesson between the lab that's coming in as an advanced membership program and the hub. So in the hub, I would say start to approach and pay attention to how often you're cycling into pattern, right? Getting familiar with the pattern, tracking it in the body, tracking origin, and then moving into detox. What is that frequency of that cycle looks like? For those who are more advanced, I would be talking about, or I would instruct around loop of regulation. Okay, so the system encounters multiple stimulus that mobilizes energy. That energy discharges and then returns to baseline with slightly more capacity. You're gonna calculate that. So if time passes, but that oscillation never completes, nothing actually integrates. You just age through a pattern. Let me say that again, okay? This is why people age like their parents. This is look around you. Who is aging through pattern and who is actually returning and removing all of that shit to be reminded of prime frequency? So if time passes, but that oscillation never completes because we get anxious, we rush it, we want to just fuck this shit's not working, I'm going to go back to doing what I did before, and that oscillation never completes, that recursion isn't done, nothing actually integrates. Again, so you age through the pattern instead of actually metabolizing the paradox, closing it out, and bringing in a whole other version of you that doesn't have to run that to know themselves. It's incredibly important that this last part of this podcast is understood. So this is, again, an example of what I would be going into in depth in the advanced pattern membership that's coming out. It's a lab, okay? So the lab is going to be advanced pattern specific. The hub is body literacy, nervous system regulation, all about identity, QP fundamentals. And then we expand from there. So I'm going to leave you with this. How do you tighten the oscillation? Frequency, field, and form, okay? Pay attention to the information that you just brought in or the pattern that you just moved through, okay? It was probably pretty huge. Form. What are you eating? How are you distracting? How are you numbing? You got to take care of your body, okay? Are you moving it? So movement, good food, good water, always the basics, okay? Any additional support that you guys may need, body work, acupuncture that you feel is in resonance with you, fantastic. But again, raw nature, less noise in your environment, incredibly helpful. Field, where are you in resistance versus where are you in surrender and allowance? Answer those two questions on a daily basis. And you're going to be really surprised how quickly you start moving through stuff. All right, you guys. As always, thank you so much for listening to this and sharing the podcast and leaving a 5-star review. Love you for that. Love that. Everything, again, here at Super Freak is getting a massive up level. So thank you for the patience with me. Sessions will be available soon. Nervous system wealth is coming up. Look out for the Egyptian call that will be available through my Substack, and then, of course, afterwards on the shop. In the meantime, stay curious, question everything, ask yourself those questions, and I will see you on the next cast. Take care.